Our lesson this morning in the fourth and final Sunday in Advent comes from Luke chapters 1, verse 46 through 55. Hear God's word from Luke. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." May God give us understanding of his holy word, and let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. Things don't always turn out the way we plan, do they? This morning's the perfect example of that. I had expected that I would be standing in front of you all in our beautiful church, sharing God's good news with you. And instead, I find myself looking out on a snow-covered world, and I'm filled with awe and wonder of all the mysterious ways that God works in our lives. There's so much that we try to control and manage all the time, and yet God always has his own plan. And while I wish very much that we could be celebrating together, I'm hoping that this little time of the world being kind of shut down will give you an opportunity to be with your families and loved ones, or just to slow down a little bit. Or perhaps there are other ways that God is working in your life through this time. All I know is that as I gaze out on the beauty of God's creation, it amazes me. I see the birds and the squirrels out there fighting over food at the feeder. I hear them singing. I see this beautiful, soft stillness, and I'm grateful. At the same time, I still wanted to share with you some of God's good news. This time of year is always a time of stories, and there was one that I came across that touched me, and I wanted to share. It dates back to 1994, when two Americans answered an invitation from the Russian Department of Education to teach morals and ethics. This was over in the public schools, and they were invited to teach at prisons and businesses, the fire and police departments, and a large orphanage. There were about 100 boys and girls who'd been abandoned or abused or left in the care of the government-run program in that orphanage. And the two Americans shared their story in their own words that I want to share with you. They said, "It was nearing the holiday season, and time for our orphans to hear for the very first time the traditional story of Christmas. We told them about Mary and Joseph arriving in Bethlehem. And finding no room in the inn, the couple went to a stable where the baby Jesus was born and placed in a manger. Throughout the story, the children and orphanage staff sat in amazement as they listened. Some sat on the edges of their stools trying to grasp every word. Completing the story, we gave the children three small pieces of cardboard to make a crude manger, and each child was given a small paper square cut from yellow napkins I'd brought with me, because no colored paper was available in the city. Following instructions, the children tore the paper and carefully laid strips in the manger for straw. Small squares of flannel cut from a worn-out nightgown an American lady was throwing away as she left Russia were used for the baby's blanket. And a doll-like baby was cut from tan felt we had brought from the United States. The orphans were busy assembling their manger as I walked among them to see if they needed any help. And all went well until I got to one table where little Misha sat. He looked to be about 6 years old and finished his project. As I looked at the little boy's manger, I was startled to see not one, but two babies in the manger. And quickly I called for a translator to ask the lad why there were two babies in the manger. Crossing his arms in front of him and looking at his completed manger scene. The child began to repeat the story very seriously. For such a young boy who'd only heard the Christmas story once, he related the happenings very accurately until he came to the part where Mary put the baby Jesus in the manger. And then Misha started to ad-lib. He made up his own ending to the story as he said, "And when Maria laid the baby in the manger, Jesus looked at me and asked me if I had a place to stay. I told him, I have no mama and I have no papa, so I don't have any place to stay. And then Jesus told me I could stay with him, but I told him I couldn't because I didn't have a gift to give him like everybody else. But I wanted to stay with Jesus so much, so I thought about what I had that maybe I could use for a gift. I thought maybe if I kept him warm, that would be a good gift. So I asked Jesus, if I keep you warm, will that be a good enough gift? And Jesus told me, if you keep me warm, that will be the best gift anybody ever gave me. So I got into the manger, and then Jesus looked at me, and he told me I could stay with him for always." As little Misha finished his story, he was quite emotional. And putting his hand over his face, his head dropped to the table, and his shoulders shook. The little orphan had found someone, finally, who would never abandon or abuse him. Someone who would stay with him for always. That's the good news of Christmas, my friends. It's when we peel off all of the superficial, when we peel away all the external wrappings and decorations and parties and celebrations, we find what is most important of all. That Jesus was born to be with us always. So my wish for each of you this Christmas, may Christ be born in you. And may you know in a very real sense that he will always be with you. Always. Amen. Dearest Lord, during these holidays, it's so easy to become distracted, to be caught up in all of the excitement, which is wonderful. But we pray, Lord, that you would help us this year to see you in a new way, a fresh way. We pray that you would help us to know what is truly valuable in life, to claim you as our Lord and Savior. Amen.